الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected brothers, elders, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, our program for tonight, we will divide it into three parts inshallah. Number one, I will speak on who is the master, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, when the onslaught is going on against Islam and Nabi alayhi salatu salam, what should be our response and reaction? And inshallah, towards the ending, we'll open the floor. Anybody got any queries, questions, you can ask. And inshallah, before the Isha Adhan, Qarisab will render another Naat Sharif inshallah. So inshallah, we can enhance our iman, our love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us go right to the beginning, brothers, sisters. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak birth, there were certain extraordinary events that took place. I'll just mention one. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam reconstructs the Baytullah with the help of his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Father and son both go around 7 times. That action is so beloved to Almighty Allah, Allah makes it compulsory. Every person who comes from Umrah and Hajj, now you go around the Baytullah 7 times. Why did Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Zabihullah Nabi Ismail alayhi salam go around 7 times? To see that there is no defect in this construction, in this edifice, in this building. But for us, we imitate the prophets and messengers alayhi salam. After they were satisfied, they faced the Baytullah, father making the dua, the son reciting the Ameen, and various duas were made. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. O Allah, please accept this humble effort of ours. Then the dua was made, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. O Allah, from this city, amongst these people, send the final and last messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So ana da'watu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam told the people already in his time. In Bukhari Sharif it's mentioned, the intervening period between Isa alayhi salatu salam going to the heavens and the Mubarak time and advent of Nabi alayhi salam is 6 centuries. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam already informed the people, wa mubashiran bi rasuli yati min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. The final messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come, his name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wara'at ummi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's birth mubarak, milad mubarak has not taken place as yet. Wara'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur. My honorable mother sees nur, effulgence, radiance emanating from her from Makkah Mukarrama, and she can see already light and radiance. Where? Right in Biladu Sham, right in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine. Imagine, so the nur of Nabi alayhi salatu salam was already perceived before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, physical birth Mubarak into this world. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, call that irhas. Prior to the sunrise, the disk of the sun appearing, you find on the horizon the light already appearing. Before the Master alayhi salatu salam's advent takes place, remember Almighty Allah, let certain extraordinary events take place. Second, at what time was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born on that Monday? I'm not sure exactly, but let's just say, for example, tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock, Sehri time ends. I'm just giving an example. And that is the time Tahajjud ends, that is the time Suhoor, Sehri time ends, and Fajr time starts. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born when the time of Subah Kazib, the false dawn, was coming to an end, and Subah Sadiq, the true dawn, was entering. To show humanity and posterity, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is to eliminate all the darknesses in which people are groping in, and to bring the message of light, radiance and effulgence. Quran mentions this. Open Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them towards the light and effulgence and radiance. Our whole message, my brothers, is of light, noor and effulgence. We don't have to fear anybody or apologize to anybody. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? There was a time, I just give you one incident, so you can understand this, what I want to tell you better. In Iraq, there was a battle many times. People would come and debate with the ulama and the great, great scholars. One professor came and he said, I debated with your big, big Sheikhul Tafsir and Sheikhul Hadith and great scholars. 10-year-old boy Nu'man stood up. He said, sir, let me tell you, I am prepared to challenge you. He POC, you know, in our colloquial, we will say, a small lightikil like you, waste my time. He said, no. Let's set the time, the venue, everything. So everything was set, the people came in their droves. He, the professor, stood up, non-Muslim. What is your Allah doing now? So the youngster said, sir, you please sit down. I will answer and respond to you. He stood up. He said, you ask me, what is my Allah doing now? My Allah says, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives izzat and honor to whomsoever he wants. He disgraces whomsoever he wants. He made me stand. He gave me honor. He made you sit. He humiliated you. That is what my Allah did now. Second question the professor asked. He said that, where is your Allah? The youngster, Allah wanted to use him. So he asked the audience, you know, ANC and no current. You know, we got all this load shedding business now. So, 4 years to go, 5 years to go, yesterday's paper, I see 5 years, they tell us. Anyway, so that time also they had no electricity there, so he asked them, they give me a candle. He ignited the candle and he asked the audience that, where is the smoke going? They said it's going in all directions. So he asked the audience, if the ordinary smoke of a candle goes in all directions, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah's effulgence, Allah's radiance in the heavens, in the sky. If we cannot see the signs of Allah, you don't blame Allah, you blame yourself. So who is Allah? Allah is the effulgence, the nur in the entire creation. Who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, sisters in Islam? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching is filled with nur, light, radiance and effulgence. Go ask Mother Siddiqah, brothers, sisters. The tragedy is, we learn Zulu, we learn Sotho, we learn everything, so that we could make money, but we never learn the Arabic language. You, the mothers, sisters, daughters, I give you two incidents. One of our mothers, Siddiqah, Siddiqah bint Siddiq. She was Siddiqah, her father was Siddiq. Our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what did she say? If you want the reference of this, open Allama Alusi's Kitab Ruhul Ma'ani. It's a big tafsir, 20-25 volumes, depending which print you want to purchase. In there he narrates and mentions this. Someone asked Siddiqah, Mother Aisha, describe to me Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us there is a sun. And the horizon you see a sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. And our sun is much more superior, greater, brighter than the sun you see on the horizon. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun there rises when Fajr time ends. وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. And our son, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rises even after Isha time. When there's darkness everywhere, you could see the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how she described. So Almighty Allah jalla wa ala is nur. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching Mubarak is nur. Quran Kareem is nur. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. We reveal to you the nur that makes everything manifest and clear. Every one of us here, Ahmed, Muhammad, Ayyub, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, whoever you want to take, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, each one of us is who? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّ. Whosoever, Almighty Allah, open our heart, our bosom, so the nur from Almighty Allah entered the inner recesses of our hearts. So what is our message? We all need to become ambassadors of Islam. Now how are we going to become ambassadors? We have to learn the seerah mubarakah, the life of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's take few salient features and incidents. The birth mubarak of Nabi alayhi salam takes place. What happens then? We lived in apartheid. We saw apartheid dismantled in front of our own eyes. But we never took lesson. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was breastfed by Sayyida Amina. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable biological mother. Sayyida Thuwayba. Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha. Who was the fourth lady, brothers and sisters of South Africa? It was an African lady, black lady. Dark in complexion. Her name Baraka. Her kunya Agnuman Umme Ayman. She breastfed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why don't we tell this to the people? That from day one, one can say, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam removed and eliminated all forms of racism. People were never judged by which country they come from, nationality, language, all that did nothing. Who is Baraka? Nabi alayhi salatu salam grows up, sees her, his beloved foster mother. How does he address her? Ummi ba'da ummi. Oh, my beloved mother, after my biological mother. The demise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place. It is the 11th year of the hijrah. You know, if we lose our parents, our child or someone so near and dear, the difficult times, the trauma we go through. This is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, go and visit Umme Ayman, the African lady. This incident is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the second most authentic and reliable hadith kitab. When they visit her, she's weeping, sobbing, crying like a small child. Ya Umme Ayman, did not Nabi alayhi salam go to a better place? She says, Ya Aba Bakrin wa Umar, radiallahu anhuma, I know. I am not only weeping, sobbing, crying, because Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. I am crying إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِنْ قَطَى. Whilst the Master alayhi salatu salam was alive, then there was a nexus, a link and connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heaven and the earth. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, now that link is broken. No more wahi will come. They are love for Quran Kareem. You heard our youngster reading Quran now. I asked him, what's his name? He said, Wahid Basha. Basha? Wahid Basha, mashallah. He read like a badshah, you know. He read like a king. Subhanallah. We don't learn, brothers. You know. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes for Mi'raj. Allah jalla wa ala, people come to our house from overseas and here and there. So what we do? We say, you came from so far, take here's one gift and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, invitation by Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. Several gifts were given before, besides salat. We are speaking about the rank, status of the Master alayhi salam. Ya Rasul Allah, take this gift. Iza dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is mentioned, your name will be mentioned. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will elevate your name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan goes, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُّهُ. Who can get that rank? Till day of Qiyamah, no one will ever get that rank. No Nabi got that rank and no one will get it. Second, for our ulama, our huffaz, our children, our daughters, they are becoming a hafiz. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your ummah, I'm giving you an extra gift, that they can become a hafiz of the noble Quran. No one in the previous nations and generations were given that gift. You go today, go ask the rabbi, the pope or whoever, you read your Bible, Gospel, Torah, Injil in the original language. No one, there's no original Torah left. So, we are the only ones. And we beat in one perspective, one aspect, even the Malaika. No angel could buy heart the Quran besides Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So you take Badalberg here, yeah, I can take Qasam and say there's more than 20 hafiz here. So you take ulama and hafiz and all this thing. So imagine that Allah has given us this and all this bisharat given to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We become a hafiz is the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, tell your ummah, many of them won't become a hafiz. Nevertheless, for them, easy prescription. Kanzun min kunuzil jannah. Tell them to take one of the treasures of Jannah. What is the treasure of Jannah, ya Allah jalla jalaluhu? Allah says, tell them to read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. See how many gifts were given. Aman al-Rasul was given. Plenty gifts were given. This incident mentioned in Mirqat. Nevertheless, let's go on. So, alhamdulillah, then we had the Naat Sharif also. So, we see Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is all noor. She says, I cry because wahi will no more come down. And she cried so much, even Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu started crying. So this is the miracle. Go on, brothers, we see. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's hijrah. Nabi alayhi salam leaving Makkah Mukarramah to come to Madinah Munawwara. Look at the children. You go to Cape Town, you will find a family till today called Najjar. Najjar means carpenter. Where Masjid Quba is, those brothers who went now, you know, about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, they opened a new museum there next to Masjid Quba. I hope you all went there. So anyway, that when you go to Masjid Quba, then nearby, in that area, there's a Najjar tribe. The daughters, you sisters, daughters should listen to this. The daughters of Madinah Munawwara went out. They don't know who's Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't know who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. But they know one thing. We have to make istiqbal and welcome Rahmatulil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First day they go waiting and in that heat and nothing happens. But their spirits are not dampened. Second day they go again. Nothing happens. Third day, lo and behold, now they see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr coming. The daughters of Medina, what did they read, mothers, sisters? You should be knowing all these things. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. We are the daughters of Banu Najjar tribe. How excellent today Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. Do we want Nabi alayhi salam to be our neighbor, or do we want to become the neighbor of Nabi alayhi salam? We all will say yes. So if we want to do that, we need to do some actions. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari, ya habbada Muhammadun jari. See how they express their love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, you be my guest. Ordinary mortals like us come here to Middleburg, Witbank and these places. Those brothers say, come to my house, come to my house, come to my house. They all know we can't go to everybody's house. We say, it's just their love for ordinary sinners, transgressors like us, for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much this? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave the naqa, the she camel, here ma'amura. It will walk, it will go. And where it stops, that is where we will stay. It goes to the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The arrangement is made like this. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will stay at the bottom, so easy access for the people. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu on top. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat, and then the food used to go up. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari says, I used to look at the food, and where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak fingers touched, I used to take my fingers and put it there and start and eat from there. They never left even one morsel of Nabi alayhi salam, where the fingerprints were in the food. So from there he would start and eat. Today you tell a husband, buy, eat the leftover of your wife, you'll say, I get germs. You tell the wife, eat from the husband, they say, I get germs. They do other unda, then there's no germs. And this type of thing. You see, we don't know what is true love. Abu Ayyub Ansari, after a few days, he doesn't sleep that night. He say, Abu Ayyub, what is wrong with you? You're walking on top and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is at the bottom. How much bay'adbi, bad disrespect is that? Whole night he doesn't sleep, up and down, up and down. He comes, he pleads, he begs with Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Rasulullah, it can never happen. I am ordinary person and you at the bottom. No, you must go on top and I'll be at the bottom. See, they had love. They had respect. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions 25 prophets, messengers' names in the noble Quran. Allah addresses them by their name. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Dawood. Allah is addressing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his name, never you will find in the Quran. When there's a direct address, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, Allah himself uses honorary titles for the Master alayhi salam, because he is Habib Allah. The most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. Brothers, we must understand this point. This ulama, there's some brothers, maybe some sisters, you know Arabic language. There are two books you should read. As-Sarimul Maslul ala Shatimir Rasul. The book's name, the sheath, the unsheath, the drawn sword. As-Sarimul Maslul ala Shatimir Rasul, on the one who insults Nabi alayhi salam, by Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. It's a masterpiece, the best book on this topic. And Qazi Ayaz al-Maliki wrote a book, As-Shifa fi Ta'rifi Hukukil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. In the ending of the book, it discusses this topic. So these are the best things you can read if you know Arabic. Nevertheless, so Almighty Allah showing so much respect to Nabi alayhi salam. So what about us? I can call you Ahmed, Muhammad, you can call me Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, it's fine. There is no sin, nothing. For Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not permissible. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. You are not allowed, O Ummah, to call Mustafa alayhi salatu salam by his name only as you call one another. There must be certain honorary titles used before the Master alayhi salam's name or after his name Mubarak. Today is a big sheikh, he's not from South Africa, in Pakistan, and while he was studying, he's a student, the teacher asked him, okay, who is the messenger, the prophet of Islam? You know? He said, yes. He said, naam grami kya hai? Naam nami kya hai? What is the honorable name? He kept quiet. The ustad was furious. Second time he asked him, still he doesn't answer. Ustad got so angry, gave him one smack. He was saved by the bell. The azan went, they made wudu, read salat, came back. So the ustad asked him again, you know the name? He said, yes. Say, what's the name? He said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, why you didn't answer before salat? He said, Hazrat Ustad ji, my habit is, I don't take Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name without wudu. Now me and you brothers, where we are? We write in Madinah Munawwara sometime, and the way we read salat and salam also leaves a lot to be desired, you know. How many times we try and educate the people? They're more interested to go. I didn't bring my phone, is there? So at home. So they're more interested in taking the videos and the snaps than standing in front of the master and reading salat and salam. Remember, the slightest disrespect for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran says, أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Open Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, the first 3-4 verses, you will find it. So you must remember that we cannot show the slightest disrespect. So the respect is required, the love is required, ittiba is required. We have to imitate, emulate Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Not only in salat, not only in umrah and hajj, in all walks of life. How our wives are complaining today of us. Every day I receive calls. My husband did this, my husband did this, my husband is threatening me, my husband is hitting me. Did we forget Nabi alayhi salatu salam's example? Quran Kareem states, Surah 4 verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with equity, justice, love, respect. خَيْرُكُمْ the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِيكُمْ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. I, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best to my wives and my children. That is Siratul Nabi. Today there's enemies of Islam, they say, how can your Nabi have so many wives? We say, when did Nabi alayhi salam marry? Whilst Nabi alayhi salatu salam was married to Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, from the age of 25 to 50, it was one wife only. So the aim was not what you are thinking. If that was the aim, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam should marry in his youth. So there were many other reasons, not what you are telling the people. So this is a separate topic. The lesson I want to give, today cricket, soccer, we know all 11 players. If someone asks us, give me the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, be honest, my brothers. How many of us here know all the 11 wives? We will say Hazrat Khadija, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Afsa, and then after that finish. So where is the love? قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرُبَى. Quran Kareem announces, you tell them, tell your ummah, I ask you for no wages, I ask you for no salary and exchange and compensation. But one thing you have to do, إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرُبَى. You have to love my family. My family, my wives, my children, my grandchildren, all of them who embrace Islam. It's an integral part of Iman, we have to love them. We don't even know how many daughters, how many sons Nabi alayhi salam got. How can then we say that we really love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So brothers, we need to learn about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, take lesson from there, and then we need to propagate it to others. Look at the tussle, the conflict going on. You open any TV station today, you read any newspaper today, you open any magazine today, you will see somewhere along the line that they are stereotyping Muslims, they are sending negative signals of Islam, and they distort the message of Islam. Who are Muslims? Muslims are a bunch of terrorists, Muslims are trigger happy, Muslims are nutcases, and they just want to cause mayhem, chaos on this earth. We all know it's a lie. We all know it's propaganda. But what are we doing? So we have to walk the talk. We have to be living like Muslims. Then that non-Muslim will also say, I know this media is lying. So brothers, that's what we have to do. Just writing letters of protesting, all that, it don't work. We have to show. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, today we went for Umrah, example I'm giving. We go for Umrah, we go for Hajj. How many of us know where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was tortured, persecuted? On that hot desert sand, when the boulders were put, and he was shouting, Ahad, 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 where it all happened? The thought also don't come in our mind. So next time you go for Umrah, for Hajj, you are in Makkah, Mukarramah, so tell the taxi driver to take you to Batha Quraysh. And these houses now and all that developed. In that piece of land, Sayyidina Bilal was put there. He was whipped, he was lashed, but he was firm, steadfast. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam never forgets all this. Now the hijra takes place. There was no adhan in Makkah Mukarramah. Now the adhan is going to be given the first time. Other sahaba saw the dream. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi, not Sayyidina Bilal. Qum ya Bilal, you O Bilal, stand and render the adhan. Why? Because Sayyidina Bilal's voice, Mubarak, is so loud. The first muazzin in the history of Islam. The minister of finance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Fast forward to the 8th year of the hijrah. The conquest of Makkah takes place. I told you of the African lady, Baraka Ayman, take the African male, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu anhu warda. Remember the name also, Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, from here, Africa. So Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, 10,000 sahaba came. The mushrikeen could not believe what they are seeing. They lost their might, they lost their power, the whole transformation is taking place. Makkah is Darul Iman, Darul Islam, no more Darul Kufr now. No more a place of idols. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his Mubarak stick, Ja' al-Haqq wa Zaq al-Batil, the idols are toppling one by one. Some Sahaba companions radiallahu anhu were selected to go inside the Baytullah. Bilal, you also going to go. But we have something extra for you. What, Ya Rasulullah? Is Zuhur time. You climb on top of the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. From there you render the adhan. Let these mushrikeen see. They whipped you, they lashed you, they tortured you, persecuted you. But Allah put you on top of the Kaaba. You see what Deenul Islam does. We don't have to curry favor with any person. We don't have to curry favor with any organization. We don't have to curry favor with any government. Curry favor, become true servants of Allah. Follow the uswa-i hasana of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see how Allah will give izzat. What we do, we came with our own politics. Razi. So the shair, the poet said, Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, Khush rahe Shaitan bhi. Qari sahab, he read very good. My voice is finished, you know, and tired and retired now. So you must remember that he make Hajj of Baytullah and he make Hajj of the Ganges River. You know, when you go to India, you pass the Ganga, Jamna. So the Hindus, they get totally naked, they go inside there, then they jump out, they say all the sins are forgiven. That is their belief. You understood? Obviously upside down. When we were studying and I went to India, we all third class now, you know, students. So the Hindu, Lalaji, Babuji is sitting next to me there. We passed the Ganga, Jamna. So he took nariyal. You know nariyal? Coconut. So he took the nariyal and he threw it. So I asked him, Babuji, Lalaji, kya kar rahe ho? He said, nee, khuda ko khilata ho. He said, tu khuda ko khilate hai ki khuda tujhe khilata hai? I asked him, Zalim, what you doing? He said, I threw the coconut, I'm feeding God some food. I say, Zalim, you feed Allah or Allah feed you? You see, when this kufr and shirk, you can't even think properly. So he kept quiet, he didn't answer anything. So anyway, so the Shahid, the poet says, that today's Muslim said, let me make 50-50. So Razi Rahe Rahman bhi, or please Allah also. Ramadan time, good Muslim. Makkah, Madina, good Muslim. Holiday come, weekend come, we just do everything upside down. Then, khush rahe shaitan bhi. So, it don't work like that. We have to be committed to Islam, all times, all places, all seasons. Last message I want to give you before I conclude. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honor, his rank, status, no one can take away from him. Remember that. In time of Nabi alayhi salam, Quran-based testimony. They call Nabi alayhi salatu salam Sha'ir, poet. They call him Kahin, fortune teller. They call him Majnoon, insane. You want to listen what Allah says? Subhanallah. We don't read Quran, brothers. Open Surah 53. They attack the intelligence of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. They said he suffers from epilepsy. Allah said, Ma dalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. The intelligence of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of the best. They attack the Mubarak tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say sometimes he get confused. Allah said never. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyi yuha. He does not speak of his desires. It is wahi and revelation that comes to him. They attack the Mubarak eyes of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. His eyes never went wrong. It was always focused on that which was halal and permissible. They attacked the Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah Jalla wa'ala states, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَأَى. The heart Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salam, whatever it saw is 100% the truth. Seeing with the eyes, sight and insight from the heart. Allah Jalla wa'ala praises the entire body and embodiment of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Your character is so sublime, so exalted, Ya Rasulullah. So no one can do that. And Allah gave guarantee. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Those who mock and ridicule you, I, Allah, will take care of them. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. You all know the surah. The one who hates you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will crush him, Allah will cut him. And you saw it happening in your lifetime. Ariel Sharon, 8 years, Allah put him straight into Sakarat. So you must remember, but what we have to do, we discuss this issue academically and show them what hypocrites and munafiqeen they are. Today France says these Muslims, they bunch of thugs and terrorists. Okay, let us see how good your argument is. You say freedom of expression, freedom of speech. You impose the law, my wife, my daughter, my sister, your sister cannot wear the niqab. Why you don't allow the Muslim woman to wear the niqab? Is that not infringing on our freedom of expression? Is that not encroaching on our liberties? What? This Charlie Chaplin magazine, whatever you want to call him, sir, you must remember, in the year 2009, that one chap, he drew a cartoon. Sarkozy was a president. So he wrote that Sarkozy's son fell in love with a Jewess because he's going to get a lot of money from the Jews. They fired that cartoonist. So how come when you made mockery of the Jews, then you fired him? But Muslims and Islam and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are fair game. Every day you can write something and do something. Is that not double standards? Study Europe till today, including France. More than 10 countries in Europe, they still have the law. If you reject the Holocaust and say that 6 million people did not die and so forth, non-Muslims have rejected it, like Irving and them. They placed them in prison, incarcerated them, and imposed fine upon them. How come we don't have freedom of expression for that? So it shows when it comes to your thing, it's some other law. When it comes to Muslims, then it's a different law. We tell the whole world, on air I say this, and they monitor everything we say. I say we ask for no favors and privileges. We ask of you one thing. We want justice only. If you got the law must be consistent throughout. Keep the law for you, keep the law for us. Don't have two value systems. Don't have two laws, one for you and one for us. That is what we object to. When you tortured our brothers there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, the worst type of torture, and then you say the Muslim Ummah must keep quiet. How can we keep quiet? Our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, you made her walk naked on the Quran, and when she refused, you raped her and tortured her. And then you tell me that I must keep quiet. In Abu Ghraib prison, what you did, you brought dogs, and the dogs were raping our people. And you want, we must keep quiet? When you go to Bagram prison in Afghanistan, you took the Quran and you use it as target practice. You want, we must keep quiet? This Muslim Ummah has got ghairat. They have got that imani jazbah. No Muslim, true Muslim, will allow the noble personality of Nabi alayhi salam to be touched. Abu Dujana radiallahu anh, it is the battle of Uhud. He tells Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, the arrows are flying in from all directions. I can't do anything for you, Ya Rasulullah. But one thing I will do, I will be your shield. He does not take his back. See adab, respect, love, right fil ma'rika, right in the thick of battle. Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm not going to allow my back to touch your Mubarak countenance and your Mubarak face and your Mubarak chest. He turns around, his chest against the Mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salam, and the arrows are driving in and coming in from all directions. The love for Nabi alayhi salam, right in the thick of battle. That was what the Sahaba taught us. It's Bukhari Sharif's hadith. وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُوِهِ Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing wudu. They would not allow the droplets of that water to fall on the ground. They would take the water and rub it on their own bodies and say that this is the water that touched the Mubarak body of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Sulah Hudaybiyah. Urwa bin Mas'ud, afterwards he became Sahabi radiallahu anhu. At that time he's not Muslim. Urwa bin Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is standing there, negotiation is taking place. And now he wants to stretch his hand to the Mubarak beard of Nabi alayhi salam. Next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a Sahabi, and he's like, you know, covered. He tells him for Urwa, put your hand there again, and your hand will not come back. And he takes his sword and pushes his hand away. He, Urwa, says that you are a rough person. Who are you? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, Oh Urwa, this is your nephew, Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu. They knew, they did not see uncle. They saw the person as an enemy of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were prepared to go and give their life for that. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah writes, over 10-20 incidents. People insulted Nabi alayhi salam. Some places they didn't even take permission from Nabi alayhi salam. They went and they decapitated that person or killed him in some way or the other. And then they came and told Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, he insulted you. Ya Rasulullah, he said this, and we could not stick it, we finished him up. Nabi alayhi salam said, La takhtalifu fihi anazan. There is no two opinions on this issue. The literal translation, even two goats will not argue on this issue. We need to ask ourselves, what are we? This ummah today has become an apologetic ummah. We have become politically correct. What politically correct? It helps us when we become munafiqs. So you must understand what is the need of the hour. The need of the hour. The Citizen newspaper on Wednesday, it took the cartoon and it displayed it in a newspaper. Alhamdulillah, our Muslims of South Africa, they phoned, email, fax, whatever they did. Allah give jazai khair. The next day on the first page, they put out an apology. We must ensure they cannot dictate the terms. We will dictate the terms. If we can advertise in them, we can do this. We tell them you did this, we boycott you, finish and club. They will come crawling to us. But we need little bit strategy and some unity and say, I will protect the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go the other side. And you in Middelburg, Witbank, your whole this Mpumalanga in South Africa, and whole Africa. I travel quite a bit, alhamdulillah, I was now in December or November in Mozambique. Go see what's happening there. Go to Nampula, go to the place there. Lakwatkalana or something, I can't remember the place. The Shias have built masjids, they are so-called masjids. Right in the center of the masjid. Some of you, maybe you got it on your phone. On 12 Rabiul Awwal, what the Shia, la'anahumullah, Allah's curse be on them. What they did? They took like a janazah, Allah forbid, and they started carrying in, and then they got knives and they cutting, and they all singing, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar. Aisha is in hellfire. And what they say is kufr, this is blasphemy of the highest order. They say that she, astaghfirullah, Allah forbid, nakale kufr, kufr nabashir, that she poisoned Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And today we got our simple, naive, Simon Muslims who say we must have unity with the Shias. If you come after Isha, I'll show you Brother Abdul Ghaffar's house. Giving Allah give him jazai khair. So, on day, how they make a person Shia, he has to utter after that shaitan. Abra'u ilallahi min Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Usman wa Aisha wa Hafsa. I cut off all ties from Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Aisha and Sayyidina Hafsa. Wa ashhadu anna Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Usman wa Aisha wa Hafsa fi an-nar. That person has to say, Allah forbid is kufr. I testify Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, all in Jahannam. You see the onslaught we are facing? Remember, you just have to go around here, your area, and you will find people are using Shia Azam among the indigenous. We're going to be faced with a massive problem in years to come. First week December, I was in Cape Town. In Cape Town, they are putting up a center, Ahlul Bayt Center, $90 million. It's not becoming the headquarters for South Africa. It's becoming the headquarters for the continent of Africa. What they do, they buy people with money, and they buy people with women. Aurat and daulat ne is ummat ko tabah kar diya. Women and money are the weakness of this ummah. And they know this, and that is how they buy people over. So brothers, you need to think seriously, what are you doing for yourself, for your children, your grandchildren? Everybody, Islam has become fair game. Anybody can attack Islam. And we must keep quiet. No, we won't keep quiet. We will speak. So you must remember, if you got the right to speak, then we got the right to defend. So that is the minimum. And in the ending we say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabiy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, you grant us the intercession of the Master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.